Hey, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience. This is Truth Radio Network presenting Fox News, Fox, and of course the reference to Guy Fawkes, an important figure in political history that we've also forgotten about. Anyway, I'm broadcasting from the northeast coast of these United States. Let me get around to it. Check out my podcast, Truth Radio Network, on Spreaker. Anyway, let me start off by being blunt. Yesterday was 420, man. I'm going to tell you, I think marijuana should absolutely be legalized. I think I this is, of course, coming from somebody who doesn't smoke it anymore. And by anymore, I'm not saying that I quit because I don't like the shit. I quit because it just ain't my bag right now, so to speak. But either way, I have I've done my research. There is absolutely no negative side effects to the use of it whatsoever. And in the history of humankind, there has never been an OD. So that being said, from what I've seen of drunkards and DUIs and crackheads and meth heads and people tripping and people killing each other and people dying of cancer smoking cigarettes about a pack of squares a day, I think those things, cigarettes, alcohol, I think they should be illegal, and I think pot should be mandatory. That's right. Maybe I'll kick back, smoke a doobie every once in a while, and things wouldn't seem so bad. Separate yourself from life a little bit, but I just wanted to go on and say that because I've been inspired to, man. I really have. And with the pharmaceutical industry on the rise, you get 20% of Americans right now taking antidepressants, which really don't seem to make anybody any bit less depressed, but they make people crazy, and I'd say 100% of mass shootings in the past year have been linked to the use of SSRIs, pharmaceuticals. And these pharmaceuticals are given by people who will tell you that you cannot get better and will not get better unless you take them. And even while taking them, they will go so far as to tell you that there is no getting better, that there's only being sedated. I could go on and on about how corrupt the pharmaceutical and psychiatric industry is. But the only reason why marijuana is not legal is because it's not profitable. Plenty of studies have shown that it is a great cure for cancer and many other illnesses, and, okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting my board blown up right now. Of course, I can't use the word blown up anymore because of what happened in Boston, apparently. But I'm gonna go on and say all of that. I'm gonna tell you can think of it what you want, but I do think that as natural as it is, I think it should be legalized. And for all of you guys not in the United States right now, two states, Washington and Colorado, is fully legal. California, Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts, it's medicinal. And in other states like Nevada, you can be sentenced to life just for possession. And in our United States, it is a failed policy, probably the most failed policy since slavery. It is responsible for imprisoning and incarcerating the most nonviolent drug offenders and fills up a lot of room that could be spent on more violent criminals. In fact, the only reason why we continue this war on drugs is simply because it's profitable, because a lot of people are making money off of it. Of course, we all know about prohibition and the fact that prohibition does not actually do away with that which it is that they are trying to prohibit. It just promotes the exploitation of that which they are trying to prohibit. For instance, back in the 1920s, you have prohibition of alcohol in Chicago, and I'm sure there are some other places, but I've seen the History Channel. The North Side, South Side gangs, O'Banion and Al Capone, the Irish Mafia, the Italian mafia, and they made a business off of it. They made a business off of it, and that's what prohibition does. Same thing with these gun bans, same thing with pot and everything else. But that being said, I'm gonna go on with the news here because that is what my show is entitled. Fox News. Fox News. And I have a few correspondents. One I believe to be no more than five states away from me in the great state of New York. And rock on, lots of great bands out of New York. Can't name any of them, but I know there are. Anyway, then we have our boy Wonder up there in Toronto. Say hi, Wonder.
Hey, how's everyone today?
Hey.
Night, wherever you
Hey.
are listening.
So what you think about that ganja, brother?
I don't think much about it. Don't
I
really do.
cannot confirm nor deny that I do or do not smoke.
Well, Rick Simpson is one of my good friends in real life, so
Oh
that's
yeah. So anyway, brother, on to some more serious topics because we've had some developments in Boston, and my theory, bluntly put on the situation, is that the people, the men in question, the suspects involved in the Watertown shooting are in fact agents or double agents hired by some intelligence agency or another, hired to do a drill. A drill that they themselves believed was a drill until, of course, they got turned into patsies and labeled as terrorists, shit in their pants, thinking, wow, why would my government turn on me, the people I work for? Well, the Boston Globe, about 7 or 8 days ago, issued an article online about how the bomb squads would be running drills in that area on the very day it took place, and at the very time it took place. And then all of a sudden, bomb goes off, and you had an announcement on the speaker right before that happened at the marathon that said, "It's just a drill, folks. Don't worry. It's just a drill. Don't pay any attention to the guys and the backpacks running around and the dogs and the bomb squad." And all of a sudden, a bomb goes off, kills a bunch of people, which is probably why the cell phones were jammed that day, too. Because they didn't want people calling up their family saying, "This was supposed to be a drill." And of course, we have to remember Oath Keepers was there. Oath Keepers was there during the time that this took place. Oath Keepers is a constitutionalist group of individuals who, like I said, they stand by their constitution. They vote Second Amendment, and they were probably in the area of the cell phone jamming at the time this went down. They were probably in the area. They heard the announcement, and they were unable to call their connections and tell them what went down. Of course, it doesn't really matter because I'm talking about it right now, so that indicates that we found out one way or another, which is why they're trying to shut down the internet, because they're scared. They are scared to death of us right now, man. They've got CISPA going on right now, Cybersecurity, Patriot Act, something sarcastic. It's a Nazi bill, anyway. It's sort of like one of those things where the government has the right to do it because they wrote legislation. So one must ask themselves, is it legitimate? Is it lawful? Is it right according to the rule of law? And the answer is yes. It is absolutely right. Is it moral? Absolutely not. Is it with our Constitution? No. In fact, the law itself is wrong. But the fact is, how do we define law? That's the problem that people don't seem to comprehend here. We can write a bunch of laws and then we can say that it was legitimate. But either way, guys like us aren't going to be around long, and I'm glad you're tuning in. Because should this legitimate act, this law pass, say goodbye to what we thought was free speech on a corporate internet. We have to remember that the internet is, in fact, corporate, and it always was. But with what's going on down in Boston right now, it's quite a situation. I'm gonna try to get some video here. Give me a second. By the way, Operation CISPA, do your research. Operation Okay, stop CISPA. I'm sorry about that. I'm reading the wrong page here. Okay. On a somewhat different note, apparently Glenn Fox News's no longer Fox News is more like The Blaze's Fox Glenn Beck is apparently going to be coming out tomorrow, making an announcement that Obama that the administration is covering up some information about how this was an inside job. I'm going to tell you all right now. I don't know where that's coming from, but that's not what Glenn Beck said. The point, what Glenn Beck does, and this is a publicity stunt, he is as vague as he can possibly be, hinting only slightly at what it is we talk about, because he's aware of our movement, and so he tries to attract people like us over to him. But Monday, it's just going to be one of them bipartisan things. You know, it's going to be Democrats doing it. You know, I think this is happening because of the Democrats. But I'll tell you right now, if Glenn Beck does tomorrow come out and say that this was all an inside job, that this was a cover-up, Dark City Radio's very own Fox Niner will call into the Blaze and I will say, Glenn, glad to have you on our side, Bob, and I've been waiting.
Well, I'll tell you this. If that man does have information, he should open his mouth before he ends up suiciding himself with two to the back of the head on federal property.
Absolutely. And that's what happens to all people who speak out. That's what happens to people who invent cures for cancer. You know, natural cures. Kind of like I'm talking about with, you know, marijuana, medicinal marijuana.
Water-powered engines.
People who speak out and attempt to make a change in this world end up blowing their own heads off about three times. And because there's a suicide note, it was suicide.
Yes, suicide. Two to the back of the head.
Yeah, two to the back of the head. Let me reach around, see if that's even anatomically possible. Maybe one time, yeah, but three times? Like Gary Webb, Los Angeles drug trade, South American drug cartels. CIA involvement? Don't think so. But like I was saying with Glenn Beck, if Glenn Beck does come out, I will call him up if the phone lines aren't jammed, but I will make contact with him and I will applaud him for doing it. And I will give him as much information as I possibly can on the subject, on what it is he's talking about, if he doesn't already know, which I'm sure that he does already know. I'd like to play this video for y'all, but I don't know how good the quality of Skype is, so I'm just gonna cut back on that. What you have to say about all this, guys?
What do you think, Sherry?
What do I think? Oh, there's a lot to say about all of it. One, I think when you do call Glenn Beck, I would love to be on the line. I would love to be on the line. I have some few choice words for him as well.
I'm not going to have a few choice words for him. If he sides with us, I'm just going to be like, welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the other side, Glenn. Good luck. And you know what? He might need a seeing eye dog by then because he's already half blind. So, you know, we could help him with that. My Labrador could help.
Really?
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know. I think Glenn Beck is, I think he knows what's going on. I just think that because of the people he used to work for and because of the people he works with now, he's too afraid to come out with it, but he does like to hint at it.
Of course. And they let him skirt around the exact issues of what exactly what it is. You know, he's like, oh, we can go around the merry-go-round. Do, 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 do. We really actually can't go on the ride. You know, and go around and around, because if he does, then he's going to be in absentia and he'll be, you know, he'll be dead in the bathtub, just like you said, or suicided or hung up from a banister with a dog leash or,
Glenn Beck said some weird shit the other day. He said that they have knowledge of, and he said these words exactly. He said events, not tags, events, not tags. And I thought to myself, what do these words mean? He says events. I know what he's getting at there, but tags, like, it almost seems like he really is trying hard to hint at it, but he knows he can't say it because he'll lose his general flow of listeners, which are basically Republicans and
right, and
Scott, you know, voters.
Van Horn? No, who's the Green Guy movement? Who's the
David Icke?
No, not David Icke. No, not that guy. Wanker. Why am I blanking on this guy? He was in the administration, doing the whole green cities.
Al Gore?
No, not that asswipe.
Come on, he is an asswipe, but,
He is an asswipe, but we can't say that. I mean, yeah, we can't say that.
Video right now.
Glenn Beck, oh, sorry.
You might have kids listening.
Oh, God, no kids, don't listen to me. I think, you know, just saying recently with this tags, you know, he's trying to put these connect the dots in the air for everyone to connect the dots, but nobody can connect the dots because nobody is they have no wherewithal, you know? They have eyes, but they don't see, you know? They hear, but they're not listening. It's some sort of disconnect to the society that people don't want to understand. They don't want to know because if they know, then game is off for them.
I can lead you to a door, but it is you who must open it.
It is you who
must walk through.
Sure. You know, and just like they say in The Matrix, nobody wants to be unplugged because if they get unplugged, then they have to deal with reality. And the reality is that this world is coming to a brief halt. And,
there's the rabbit hole. You take a pill and you see how far the rabbit hole goes. And on the other, the blue pill, you wake up. And all of this is just a dream. You go on your daily life and tell yourself whatever you got to tell yourself to keep on living. And everything just keeps going the way it was. You know what I mean, brother? I wish I could quote movies a bit better, but that's
okay. You're not good job.
I haven't seen that movie in a while, man, but that was a great... That movie was a metaphor for what we're dealing with right now. You have The Walking Dead. That is a metaphor. You have us, and you have the walkers. You have people who just don't get it and probably never will. Like with this situation in North Korea, everybody is crapping their pants about it, but the second the bomb goes off in Boston, everybody just forgot. And you know why they forgot? Because North Korea wasn't a threat. It never was. This is just something that Kim Jong-un was doing because he's taking power and he wants to prove to his people. Yes, I'm a big tough guy. I have nukes and I will use them against the United States. And of course he's not gonna, but he wants to give the impression that he will. And now with the situation going on there, I haven't heard a news article yet. I'm syndicated, all Fox News stations, syndicated by Premiere. I've listened to iHeartRadio. I'm tuning in all across the nation. I'm not hearing anything on Fox News Radio Network about anything pertaining to North Korea. Now, if they were really a threat, don't you think they would be broadcasting a bit on that? Anybody have some input on that?
Of course, but it's also, you know, it's a distraction. It's like a mask. It's like, okay, let's put the smoke screen over this and let's forget about what's going over here. You know, it's just like what Kim Jong-un is hanging out with Dennis Rodman for. What are they, swapping underwear? What are these guys doing? Doing dress-up shows and walking the catwalk together and, you know, putting on makeup with each other and hanging out with Kim's psychotic girlfriend?
Hey, you know what? Bill Clinton armed these guys, so.
Sure.
I don't think they're going to be like, oh, we got nukes. I'm like, gee, I wonder why. How do we know they have nukes? Let me ask Obama. Obama, how do they have nukes? I got the receipt in my back pocket. That's
how. Yeah, Obama bin Laden. What's going on with that? How is that going for you? I guess the nuclear capabilities of North Korea are, you know, as about as capable as you know, Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. It's a deterrence. They want to take you away from the one point that everyone is on, and then they want to thrust you over here, you know. And this bomb, the bomb drill in Boston, was a big sham, just to basically take control and say, hey, listen, guys, this is what's going on. This is going to be with our Second Amendment, taking away your rights, and we're going to, you know, round up all the guys who've got guns, and that's it. And you can't say anything about it. We're going to kick down the door, and we're going to hold you up at gunpoint, and we're going to,
That's already happening right now, but the question is, I mean, I'm confused. How long do you think that Americans can go on thinking that there are weapons of mass destruction before we grow old and realize, wow, when I was a kid and I saw that shit, I should have just known. What a crock of, and you know what I mean?
Right. What, wow. What a crock of beans. It's
yeah.
It's unbelievable because you know people. For some reason, you know, it's just like how many more lies, how many more scams can they come up with? I mean, the feds must have been scratching their heads because, oh man, who are we going to pin this on now? Oh crap!
You're talking about lies, check out what happened down in West Texas. Monsanto. That's what happens when you try to sue a meat company that runs the FDA. You know, these are the guys who sell chicken nuggets and deal Prozac, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would like a little bit of shake and bake in my sodium fluoride, but I don't do pills, so I don't have to worry about it. But long story short, apparently, you got a chopper firing missiles at a fertilizer plant in West Texas. I'm not sure if this was Waco or West or whatever, because I'm hearing two different sources. But if it is Waco, it'd be like saying, you know, we can blow them. We got you once, and now we're gonna do it again just for kicks because you tried to sue Monsanto, which, by the way, is more powerful than the United States government, given permission to be so by the United States government, permission from the Senate to write their own Protection Act, which is the Monsanto Protection Act. If they were to release AIDS on the entire U.S. population via the Mickey D's, Big Mac, you know, the double quarter pounder laced with some typhoid, man, they wouldn't be liable.
Sure. And now Monsanto owns Blackwater, so great.
Oh, yeah, and I've heard of that too, man. I've heard of that. That is just, I mean, I'm reading it right now. It's Texas fertilizer plant that was the site of Wednesday's fatal explosion and the fire.
Fatal missiles that were raining down on them.
Yeah, well, this is from InfoWars, so.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but what the point is we know Monsanto orchestrated this, and it's sad too because it wasn't even the government that orchestrated this; it was Monsanto.
Aren't they one and the same though, Fox? I mean, aren't they hand in hand?
They really are. They really are. These are the people who genetically modify their chickens to the point where they cannot sustain their own life, where their breasts are so big that they can't breathe, and they got hundreds of thousands of these in slaughterhouses and shit. They don't have regard for human life. They have regard for profit, net shares, annual gain, and these are the people who killed a bunch of people down in West Texas and...
There is no the collateral damage means nothing to them. They are absolute psychopaths who have no remorse or no inkling of an afterthought of people in the United States or the world for that matter.
And when you talk about psychopaths, you've got to take that very seriously because they are psychopaths. Mm-hmm. And if you know about how the mind of a psychopath really works, they will do anything to reach their means and what, regardless of what it costs or who gets in their way, as long as they're getting what they want. They're extremely manipulative, controlling people who have no regard and no understanding of human emotion, probably because they don't experience human emotion. So they have no reason to understand other people's, but they understand how to manipulate it and play on it. They understand how to play with your emotions, like with what we've got going on in Boston. It's like, wow. You know, let's lock down 5 states, break into people's houses, tell everybody to hide in their basements and panic just because a bomb went off, man. I hate to say this, but it was only a bomb, man.
It wasn't even a bomb. It was a bomb that was encased by ball bearings, which had really no impact. And the people that were in the impact zone were all actors. I mean, the guy that came out, the amputee, there's pictures of him. He was injured in the Iraq war. He lost his leg then, and then they had, and then the principal of Newtown, she was a victim too in Boston. But wait a minute, didn't she die in Newtown? I'm confused, guys. What's going on?
Oh well, well, well. We have an issue,
right? I mean, it's like Hurricane Raphael comes in, and it's Hurricane Raphael, but then they change it to Hurricane Sandy, Sandee, and then they change it to Sandy. What's the name of the storm, guys? Let's just call it Frankenstorm, you weirdos at HARP. I mean, really. And nobody gets it. So.
Yeah. It's just with this whole thing, man. They want people to be afraid. They've they've got the whole system locked down. And, oh, man, I was going. Yeah.
Sorry, go for it. I took you off the topic.
It's all good. But with with people sitting down there in their basements, it's just like, it's an irrational state of fear. And the one thing that I know about the way people react to an irrational state of fear is that they'll do anything to get rid of it. And so they're doing this because they want to pass some legislation, get us in a war, whatever. But I can see where this is going already. 3.5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed that we're where we at right now. But now I'm looking at what's going on. There are 5 mass shootings in a year. You've got the Aurora, Colorado cat went into a movie theater and started blowing people, started shooting people, and. Well, supposedly, but if the, you know, they had the drug given, they had to approve the use of truth serum. Since when did truth serum become a legitimate means of extracting information from people? Is that when torture is an efficient means of getting suspects to, whatever happened to the old lie detector, man? No.
No, it's just straight to waterboarding. That's what's the good thing about it. Just go straight to waterboarding and we'll just go from there. And they don't... I'm surprised they didn't grab some guys from Guantanamo. They got to have some guys hanging out on death row in Guantanamo and just shove them into Boston. Be like, here you go, here are the guys. I was surprised about that because they didn't, you know. Isn't anyone surprised about that? I was like, they got to have some guys waiting in Guantanamo just going, okay, what are you going to get me for? All right, we'll go for it, you know. It's just, you know, in the whole Aurora and the Newtown and the satanic calendar and all these, you know, these rituals that these weirdos have. I mean, it's just so, they're weird. They're weird.
Patience, we must ground ourselves. A clear head is the only way we can defeat such an intellectual group of psychopaths whose general intellectual capabilities are devoted to manipulation, emotional control, orchestrating chaotic events such as Sandy Hook, such as Hurricane Sandy, or Draco, or Frankenstorm, or or whatever the hell, you know? Raphael. These people know exactly what they've been doing, and they've been doing it for a long time. So we can't go all emotional about it, but we have to step back and realize that, I wanted to call up some people down in Boston right now and get their information, but unfortunately my phone is offline. So we're not going to be calling up some pizza shacks. That was Wonder's idea. Thanks for the info, though, dude. Okay, this is what I wanted to get to. 3 different news sources, including the Boston Globe, and these are just the 3 that I have pulled up right now. Natural News. Boston Marathon bombing happened on same day as controlled explosion drill by Boston's bomb squad, tweeted by the Boston City Police Department. There was a tweet about before it happened that said, we're running drills, Boston, we're running drills. And, I mean, wow. And, okay, so now you have the Daily Paul, old Ron Paul site, you know, before Ron Paul just gave up, and rightfully so. Check out this farewell speech. It's great. It really is. Shows us where we really are, but Boston Marathon bombing happened on same day as controlled explosion drill by bomb squad. Same thing said on a website called Three Eyes Open. Same thing on the Globe, Prison Planet, InfoWars, ShitHitsTheFanPlan.com, David Icke. Well, David Icke doesn't really talk much about what's really going on. He just keeps regurgitating the same garbage over and over again. But you get the idea. It's just... it's clear, man, and I wish I could come out with some stunning revelations here, but I did have one last night. I realized that these men that they are accusing, are operatives, agents who believe they are doing a drill. And, of course, this is different than 7-7 and 9-11. We actually have these men in custody, but oh wait, as convenient as this may sound, one of them was shot in the neck and can't speak. Imagine what he would say if he could. The first suspect of these orchestrated incidents would actually able to speak. What would he say? He would say something along the lines of break the whole system apart, because you know what? He was one of them. And that's sort of what I've been getting at. The whole thing was orchestrated, and it's just too convenient. And here's Glenn Beck again on my screen. What y'all got to say about this? I mean... It's so deep, man. It's so deep.
I'm dumbfounded with the whole thing, actually.
I feel the same way. It's just like there's so much information, but the one thing we can agree on is that they did it. The second this happened, we knew they did it. That's why they're trying to shut down the internet, because we knew that they did it. And every time something like this happens, they know that we know, and we know, and we're going to go out there and tell a bunch of people who don't what's going on. That's why CISPA just passed, because they know if they're going to keep orchestrating these incidents, which they are, I'll tell you, in about the next 365 days, there's going to be at least four more, and they're going to keep doing this. And they've got to shut the internet down, or else it's not, or else there's going to be chaos, because people are going to know what's going on, like people like us.
Of course. You know, and it's just like the day of when they had the bomb exercises, and they're like, okay, everyone, there's going to be a blast. And you saw the cops running away from the explosion, and the rescue workers were running towards it. And then they had a Saudi national in custody, and they're like, oh, nope, wrong guy. Sorry. We got to find new ones. Oh my God. We're going to get new ones. Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, and all this information keeps, then it was coming out and all these videos and, you know, and then how they knocked out the cell towers. The same thing they did with Hurricane Raphael or Sandy or whatever you guys want to call it. You know, cause I lived in Long Beach when that storm came in, and that was one mother of a storm, man. I thought I was going to die.
For all y'all in the UK right now, whether no matter where you be, this is kind of like your 7/7, except it's a bit more complicated because we're getting close and personal with it. Mm-hmm. This is Sherry. You're in New York right now, right?
Damn straight.
Okay, so she was right in the middle of Hurricane Sandy. Now I want to hear your point of view on this, because what I know is that FEMA promised people shelters, some decent housing and protection, but you know what happened? They got thrown in camps, and they got armed guards and had to show an ID every time they wanted to frickin', drain the main veins.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you exactly what happened in Long Beach, because it was right on the island. It was right where, you know, the naval ships hang out on the shore, and they just watch the beaches and whatnot. And it was a beautiful, idyllic place before they came and they ruined it. But the night of the storm, the sewage plant blew up, and then the morning after, on a Sunday, there was no cell service. And I drove down to the police station in Long Beach, and I went into the precinct, and there was all these, you know, Nassau City people in their trucks and their SUVs and their jackets on, you know, officer bullcrap, and, you know, Dixon, and, you know, these guys with their, you know, clipboards, and going, oh, well, this is looking pretty good, and, well, we're doing pretty well here, and observe, you know, check off this, and, ooh, this is good, and it's just like, it was an exercise. And the thing is that I went in, and I said, well, so, what's up? No electricity? And they're like, mm-hmm. And I go, all right, well, no toilets, mm-hmm, because the sewage plant blew up, and there's sewage everywhere. And I said, no cell service? And they go, yeah, uh-huh. And I go, so what are you supposed to just wait? And they nodded me, like, okay, I'll wait, I guess. And I went back out, and you know what? If you walked across the street from the police station, you had cell service. It was bull. They knocked out cell service for the entire town to have a media blackout. And then that afternoon, the FEMA came in, right, because they were part of FEMA, and they were driving around. And then the evening, the National Guard was driving around in their you know, tanks, but they weren't doing anything. They were just looking at people, watching us, like we were test subjects.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the FEMA is not emergency management agency. It is federal emergency management agency. The original intent of the FEMA administration is to preserve the continuity of the federal government should the event of a national disaster. And so, if people are not so continuity, then, you know, that's okay by them, as long as the government is all set. So they will put you in a situation where they can ensure the safety of the government, not yours.
Of course, just like the police are there to protect them and not us. I mean, they're to guard them from us.
It's sort of like when I was in Las Vegas. When I was in Las Vegas, I realized that the Metropolitan Police was to serve and protect the interest of the casino and the hotel. To protect the casino and the hotel from the homeless man and from the average person. So
It's almost like reverse discrimination or reverse segregation. It's completely upside down, turned around, 180 degrees, flipped over, and it's wonky. I mean, it's not even like, you know, in the FEMA, you would think that they would give out blankets, hand out soup, give out water. They were giving out bupkis. It was the people that lost all their business that were giving out water. They opened up their stores with no electricity selling. Yeah, of course everyone needed to make money because you need a storm. I mean, a storm is a great way to make money because it boosts the economy.
Hey, if you have a shirt, a suit, and a tie, your name is Obama, guaranteed you're going to get a blanket, all right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and you've got, you know, Soros who's dangling your little puppet strings, and you know you've got Ziggy Brzezinski, you know, writing all the papers of the Council on Foreign Relations, which, you know, in connection with the Royal Institute, International Institute of, you know, Academy of whatever psychopaths in England, RIA, you know, and it's all an exercise. It is all a, you know, a psychological simulation of the chaos theory, which goes back to, you know, the Holocaust. How can we completely mess these people up into a frenzy of they're too scared to come out of their houses or they're too scared to say boo? And that's what they're doing. They're making everybody into this psychotic state, bringing it back to, oh my God, they're in town. And you know, during Hurricane Sandy, they put a curfew on it. Everyone get in your house at 6 o'clock. I'm like, I'm not getting in my house. Are you kidding me?
That's
what, my house.
City boy.
Yeah, get in my house. Are you kidding me? No way.
No, legit. I'll tell you right now, that is the purpose of all of this. They keep people in a state of fear because, psychologically speaking, what the consciousness does when experiencing a state of fear on a daily basis is it needs to dissociate in order to deal with it. And so you've got people walking around. It's not that they're stupid. It's not. It's that they're so disconnected because they have to be out of necessity that they can't function. They can't connect with their reality. So when you tell them something, they just can't get it. And so when you tell them that FEMA's coming to take their guns or whatever, they're like, whatever, I just want to go back to work, you know? So, and then you've got this bomb thing. You get people sitting down in their basements holding their guns in their laps just waiting. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, they're just waiting. It's like, you know, the Warsaw Ghetto. They're like, okay, everybody, let's go in here, get in your apartments, and we'll just wait for you guys to be rounded up by the SS. Okay, we'll do that. And then we'll just go into the camps and we'll just wait to be slaughtered. And it's this sick game that they play, you know, and they're like, they, you know what it is? It's just like, how much more can we just ramp people up? How much more can we just totally mess their psyche up and make them into good little zombies? You know, it's just the same as, you know, what they're spraying in the skies all over this world with the chromium and the barium. Nobody looks up. Nobody cares if there's a tic-tac-toe box in the sky and they're going, hey guys, look up. What are we doing here? Who cares? You know?
These people are well trained in the art of psychology. I myself know quite a bit about psychology. I don't use it to control people. I use it to understand these twisted types that run our world. And so that is the whole point. When I'm watching, like for example, I'm watching the news and I'm seeing pictures and information of this dead eight-year-old kid, and I'm like, yeah, that happened, but why are you telling us about that? That is for the family of that child. That is for the people of that area. That is not something the American public needs to know about. I'm not saying keep it a secret. I'm just saying, why are you putting bloody pictures of children on the web and posting it as news, you sick bastards? It's just to get people afraid and traumatized, and they see it every day. They have to dissociate. It's the human condition.
Right, because if they're not aware of it and they're not cognizant of it, it's not there. It's, you know, it's the elephant in the room. It's the 400-pound gorilla. So you know what? I shall stop using Facebook and other American sites today. So blackout initiated. That's what I'm saying.
Indeed, and rock on, Anonymous. I'll tell you right now what's going on there. I fully support the movement. If I am of now trying to develop in myself the technological capability to manipulate computer software the way they do, but I don't yet. The point, but let me ask you something. You play video games?
I used to play Super Mario Brothers when I had Nintendo, and
Rock.
I would go. I went to the World 1. and then to the fourth world, and then to the eighth world where I saved the princess because I realized how to, get the thing. But that was it.
No,
that was
not the way the games should be, but you know what they are right now? Is they're like Call of Duty, Halo, yeah. Blowing shit up, killing, Grand Theft Auto, and I'll tell you right now, I get Saints Row right in my room, and I play it every once in a while, but you know, it's just, I play it for like 10 minutes, and my mind feels drained, like, I'm like,
yeah, you become a psychopath. You become one of these deranged killers. Like when you take away the video games from the kids now, they become irate. They throw shit. They get crazy. They don't know what to do. Their head is about to explode.
My 5-year-old niece, she started playing video games, and man, it was all well and good. But when I took that away from her, she would scream and like flip out and cry like it was like a drug and she needed more. And I'm like, I was like, oh no. She needs to VG again, man. She needs another hit.
It's true.
She's trying.
She needs more crack, guys. Give her the crack. She's 5 years old. Doesn't matter. Give her the crack. She needs it. Right? It's sick. It's psychotic because these guys, these engineers are in a room and they're going, how can we make these video games so addictive that these kids become just like psychotic, and so the parents are afraid of them, and that's why they have adolescent psychiatric units in England. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, hey, I think Barry. You know? Barry's not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep. But I have seen. It's like I don't want to imitate it, but it's almost like she's bawling, like she's dying because she keeps it, and I don't understand it. But you know, I mean, it's
painful for her.
Yeah, it's painful for them not to be able to play video games. If I have a kid, I won't even let them, like, play video games until they're, like, 15. I know that sounds like some crazy shit, but you know what? I don't like video games myself, you know?
I agree. I think it's another way to pollute the system of our younger generation. You know, it's just the way in the 70s they used music in the UK, you know, with Jimmy Savile, Top of the Pops, and you had DJ what's his name in Texas, DJ Peel, you know, who was, you know, he was upset that girls of 15 weren't having sex because they respected their virginity. It's a pollution of the adolescence.
But I'll tell you right now, not all adolescents are like that. I myself am 20 years old, and I have come so far because of the experiences I've had in life. But the problem is that the goal is to take away experiences and keep them on a screen or on a phone. I mean, you see these kids like looking down at their phones, you know, typing away, and I'm like, dude, you're going to look up sometime, you know, do something human-like, you know, people-like, you know, human being-ish. But, like, you're kicking it on the phone in the Hey, Barry, CC, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you guys doing? Can you hear me?
We're doing fantastic. How about you?
Good, I was listening to your guest there today. She sounds like a very enlightened person. What's your name, Sherry?
Sherry, yes.
Sherry,
thank
pleased
you.
To meet you, Sherry.
Pleasure's all mine over here, Barry.
Yeah, well, you're down in Long Beach. Is that where you are?
I was in Long Beach until Hurricane Raphael took me away. Now I'm in Westchester, White Plains, actually, to be precise.
So, hey, Sherry, what do you see happening with the American people? Do you see them waking up in droves, or are they waking up at all, or are they waking up fast? What do you see a general consensus of your general fellow human beings?
My whole being of what I think.
Well, no, I mean, of the American people, what do you see as an awakening? Do you see a major or minor? Do you see them getting informed, or do you still see them sleeping in the clouds?
I still see them sleeping in the chemtrails. They're up in the tic-tac-toe box hanging out, going, XO, okay, there you got me. Let's do it again, tic-tac-toe. There's nothing there. It's just like what Fox said. It's a disconnect. Nobody. They don't want to see it. They want to believe what the media is.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that they see so much of it that they can't deal with it. And not only that, they just see so much of it that their minds can't handle it because they have to dissociate in order to deal with it. I foresee. You know what I foresee, guys? I'll tell you what I foresee. Two possibilities, and this is sort of blunt, but this is how I see it. One is we slowly yet a little bit quicker every day, slip into fascism, enslavement, whatever, which y'all call those NWO, one world government, which is the way they want it. Or anarchy, complete and total chaos, proceeding or following a martial law. And whatever comes from that, I don't know. Because just because it's anarchy and rebellion doesn't mean we're not going to be enslaved.
I agree. I mean, I, you know, it's going to, it just like I said, just telling Wonder that it's, no one's going to care until FEMA's at your door or, you know, CPS is taking away your kids because, you know, they don't think, you know, that you are an appropriate parental unit. Or they're going to say, hey, it's 5 o'clock, get in your house, or we're going to shoot you, or we're going to take you to a camp and put you away. Nobody realizes the severity of what is going on here. And they will only realize it and wake up when the severity is in their face, knocking on their door going, okay, everybody, grab your bag, grab
that's
your
just
things,
it.
And get in the truck.
That's okay? Just it. It. They will. That's the problem I'm having. I don't think for the people who cooperate and go along with the NWO, they'll never have that knock. They'll never be taken in. I think it's people like us that they're going to try to control. I mean, yeah, a lot of cities are going to be on lockdown. Shit's going to hit the fan, and people are going to know it went down. But they're all going to believe it's some sort of terrorism or war thing, you know, some fear-based made-up story by the NWO, or whatever you want to call it. I don't like calling it the NWO. It's a bit generalization, but still. None of these people, the people who are still zombified, are ever going to know what's happening. Not even until it's too late. It's people like us who have to tell them what's happening, even when it's going on. Like, listen, this isn't terrorism. This is your government. Walk into Boston and say, brother, that bomb that just went off? Funny story about that. You know that guy you voted for a couple of years ago? Yep.
And then they'll be grinding their teeth.
Oh yeah!
Wishing they'd listen, man.
And they're gonna be so upset when they finally get it and be like, "Oh, it's too late." Yeah, it's too late, guys. You blew it. Thanks for helping us out. Really appreciate it. You know,
I hope you're wrong, Sherry, when you say it's gonna take the police at your door before they wake up down there. Because if they do wait that long, it's gonna be too late.
It's going to be anarchy if that happens. I mean, because I don't think that people are going to go. They're not going to leave without a fight. There is going to be
a civil war.
I'll tell you from my experience. I know people, even in my family, who kick back, popping pills, or you know, they get their job, they get their TV, and if you were to tell them about this stuff, they're like, "Oh, there's much more to worry about than taking a Family Guy video off of YouTube and stuff like that." And I'm like, "Oh God." After how far that I have come, these people have inched so little. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Nobody learned anything about the ambassador to Libya and that stupid video that they had on YouTube. And
take a look at it like this. Yeah, a psychopathic, sociopathic serial killer type is really good at controlling his victim, and sometimes really good at making them even want to stay, even though he has tormented them. Picture that on a mass scale, and that is what is happening. We are being fundamentally manipulated by a mass scale network of psychopaths victimizing the human race, psychologically and psychically feeding off of them like an energy vampire, and it gets them off to have that much power.
Yeah, the more they pull off, the better they feel, bud.
Yeah, it's like they watch it. They watch it on TV, and they're watching, and they're sitting back with the Koenig going, "Oh yeah, that's so cool," with their daughter on their lap, you know, going. And then the next day, they're out there in their pedophile satanic snuff parade.
Funny, man. I sit back and I'm just like, wow. I can go outside right now, look up at the stars and breathe, and I can feel happy. These people will spend centuries destroying civilizations and themselves and their own, you know, their own psyches and everybody else's just for a moment of happiness, and it will never come. And that's
right. And it's sad because I would think that
Beautiful. Sorry.
I pity the fool. All right. It's sad for humanity, I think, as a whole, because, you know, without the United States and with these Nick Ding Dongs over here who just care about their Kentucky Fried Chicken and their McDonald's, they don't know.
Yeah, Robitaille freeloader.
You know, I mean, they're wacky meal. They don't know what they're eating, sawdust, and you know that, you know, they're just killing their kids. They don't care. Here, shut up. Here's a Big Mac and play the video games and leave me alone.
You know, people like this. Yo, right? Get over here for a minute, man. Hey, it's a Bubblegum freeloader. And I drink a bunch of crazy ass conspiracy theories. Believe it or not, I live with me, Tonto.
Yeah, how dare you?
Crazy, dude. I love you. Now get out of here. Oh, man.
You gotta laugh about it, because if you don't laugh, you'll go crazy, man.
Right, oh, yeah. Dude. Right.
You do. You will.
You have to be jive.
You gotta laugh about it because it's funny, but it's not funny. But you gotta laugh about it.
You have to have a demented, at the same time, kind of morbid sense of humor.
You have to be crazier than the crazies.
Right, dude. And I've been
going. It's the only way you can comprehend this shit.
Sure. I have had a bunch of labels from a bunch of different doctors wanting to give me a bunch of different pills. But in the end, my name is Dustin, and I'm not taking drugs to make myself feel better. Here I'm on the radio, and I'm feeling great, man. And although it's sick the way the world is going, at the same time, it's laugh or cry, and sometimes you gotta do both.
Yeah, the doctors sure want to give you drugs these days, man. Like you ask for it, they'll give it to you. You know, I think they're on commission.
Well, so guys, we got about 5 minutes left here. I'm just letting you guys know. But Wonder, you haven't said much up there in Toronto. So silent, so quiet.
Oh, my mic is really bad. I have to get a new one.
I can hear you just fine, bub.
No, I understand, but someone that's listening told me that, so...
Who said that? They're liars!
Not, I can't discuss that. But I've told, so I'm going to get a new one.
All right, go for it.
You guys are amazing.
Well, from the East Coast to the West Coast of these United States to Canada to Mexico to the UK to Scotland, no matter where you are, no matter where you're at, no matter where you're listening from, just know that you're not alone. We are what they call freaks. We are the lack of the voice that these days is so hard to hear amongst all the chaos and the Fox News and the propaganda. But in the end, we still got a voice. And if it's going to be pirate radio, that's the way it's going to be. You know what I mean, brother?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's coming to that, Fox.
I'll walk the plank.
It's just like on these stormy seas. We're pirates.
Well, according to their plan, Fox, we're already on their list, buddy.
Oh, man.
Good, they can have me again, too.
Obama's list.
List. Yeah, how do you know, is there an opt-in list for that instead of just waiting? Can we just opt in real quick and be like, guys, want to opt in right now? Just put me on it. Like a mail-in form?
You can get
like opt in for the kill list, you know, instead of waiting for it.
Oh, dude, that's messed up.
Like mail-in.
I'm sure. Up, man.
Hey, I'm sure opt-in. Let's go for it.
But hey, guys, so we got 4 minutes left here. I'd like everybody out there just to know this is not the only show that I do. Go to www.spreaker.com. It's a podcasting site, Truth D Radio Network. I talk a lot about what I talk about here, and I have sort of the same guests. Sherry, anything else you want to say before we kick out? Barry, Wonder?
Well, no, just everybody just keep on keeping on and let the truth come out and just look up in the skies and listen and look with your eyes, man. It's just not that hard.
See, a lot of us are asking questions and we're trying to answer them for ourselves. But one thing, just ask a question and look up at the stars and listen, man, and the answer will come if you wait hard enough and you look for it deep enough. A lot of us are...
I say, Fox, any responsible individual in the world right now that has any kind of intelligence, all they got to do is look under the surface a little bit, and you'll see all the bullshit. And on the lighter side of things, today coming back from Smithers, I saw a female grizzly with two little babies. And that made my day. And in light of all the bullshit in the world, I saw a small, maybe a three-year-old female with two babies, and it was really nice to see.
Aw, that's so cute.
So there you go. That was my bright side of the day.
I love nature, man. I love nature.
I got something at the door, Fox. I gotta go, buddy.
All right. Mute your mic. Mute your mic.
Bye-bye, Barry.
Mute your... Catch you later, BC.
Mute your mic. Mute your mic. No.
This is our show. This is Truth Radio Network with Fox News. Check out my podcast. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I've got my own. I'm out there. Tune in tomorrow about 7 o'clock. Tune in tomorrow 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the show on Dark City. Tune in 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow or about there for the podcast. I'll catch you guys later. It's been a great one. I hope we can move past this and maybe find a bit more enlightening topics of conversation with this fear-based orchestrated bomb mentality. And we're good. Cut.